Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to New Charis Ministry Sunday service. We thank you for tuning in and we also thank you for coming. We bless the name of the Lord and we will continue to give glory and honor unto him for his numerous testimony. We thank you for always getting to us, for us to know what God is doing through your life. And we thank God for making our ministry a blessing in your life. Hallelujah. Today is a great day. And God wants to continue to bless us. Shall we pray? Father, we bless your name and we give you all the glory, all the honor for today. We thank you for keeping us even when COVID is on the rise. Father, you have protected us and guided us, and you have brought us under your feet. We know, God, for sure, that there is a purpose for bringing us here. As we are about to share the word, Father, may you speak to us. May you direct us. May you cleanse us. May you open our hearts unto your word in the mighty name of Jesus. And as I speak, may healing, hope, and mercies go forth in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, we are in the world of technological advancement, medical advancement, economic advancement, social advancement, which is making life comfortable for a lot of people in the world. A lot of people are going to school, people are educated. And most people, when you share the gospel of Christ to them, they don't see the reason why they need Jesus. A lot of people are comfortable to the extent that they think that there is no need of Christ anymore. Hallelujah. They feel that Christ is for the needy, the vulnerable, and people without hope. And for them, they have no need for Christ. They don't see the reason why they should give their lives to Christ and come under the authority of Christ. But today, God wants to show us why we need Christ. Whether in poverty, whether in technological advancement, whether in social advancement, whether slaved or free, why we need Christ. Hallelujah. People say that those of us who are in Christ, we are in Christ because we are in needy. We are in need and we want something from him. And they think that God has blessed them so much that they don't need Christ. Today, I'm speaking on the topic, why we need Christ. Why do I need Christ? Why do I need Christ? You need Christ. I need Christ. But sometimes you may not know the reason why you need Christ. And for that matter, the message of the cross has not become relevant for you because you feel you don't need Christ. Hallelujah. Because you think that you are able to do whatever you want to do. You think you are not sick. You think you are not impoverished. So you don't need Christ. Today, I want you to be very attentive and listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need Christ because of eternal life. Hallelujah. We need Christ because of eternal life. Shall we read John chapter 14, verse 6? Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." If we all believe that there is life after death, then we need Christ. Hallelujah. Almost every religion that I know of believes that there is life after death. And if there is life after death, then there is judgment. And for the fact that there is judgment, you need Christ. Because it is only through Christ that there is eternal life. Hallelujah. You cannot achieve and you cannot gain eternal life without Christ. And that is what Jesus Christ himself, this is not somebody thinking, this is not somebody writing, but the scripture says that Jesus Christ answered. This is by himself. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. So if there is life after death, if there is judgment, if we all appear before the throne of grace, before the Father to give an account of what we have used our life for, then you need Christ. Because he is the only way through which you can get eternal life. He is the only way that you can get the life that never ceases. He is the only way that you can get life in abundance. Because in him himself is life. So if you want life, if you want to eternal life, then you need Christ. If you don't want eternal condemnation to rot in internal condemnation, then you need Christ. You need Christ for your soul. You need Christ for your body. You need Christ for internal living. Hallelujah. Shall I read another scripture? It says that Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27. He says, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this judgment. Hallelujah. If you know that after the life that we live here, there is judgment, then you need Christ. Because he is the author and the finisher of your faith, and he is the only way through which you will qualify to get eternal life, through which you will be wealthy for the grace of God that will exempt you from eternal condemnation. If you don't want to rot in hellfire, then you need Christ. You may have gotten the money, the liberty, the social crowd, and all those, but when you lose your life, you may rot in internal condemnation if you do not have Christ. If you accept Christ, it gives you the lances, a way to the Father. Because he is the only one that you can find eternal life in him. Hallelujah. So you may have achieved all the wealth on this earth, but you do not own your soul. You do not know what will happen to your soul after death. Shall we read another scripture? 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. Hallelujah. Says, and this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God has given us the opportunity, the ability to live forever. Just as his Son overcame death, he rose, people saw him, he communicated, he lived among his disciples, and then went back to heaven in the sight of men. And he has imparted us with that same transfiguration that we, to when we die, we will have life in abundance in the time of age, that we will be awakened in him and have eternal life. God has given us eternal life, and this eternal life can be found only in his son, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Do not be deceived by so many theories and so many things that is around. There is life after death. And if there is life after death, then you need the life after death. You need to be a free man. You don't need to be a bond man rotting in hell. You need the liberation of your soul, the soul that and your spirit will only be liberated, be free when you have Christ. Said God has given us eternal life. And this eternal life is not found in your riches. This eternal life is not found in your wealth. This eternal life is not found in your gods. This eternal life is not found in any other religion. But this eternal life that God has given us is only found through the way. The way which is Jesus Christ. The way which is the Son of God. God has given us the ability to live forever in his Son. So you need Jesus Christ because of eternal life. Yes. If you are alive today, then you are definitely one day going to die. And as we say, as we live and as we awake each day, we are dying because we are growing. And definitely we will come to the end of the road. And after the end of the road, hey, beloved, there is judgment. And after judgment, it's either you are going to be in eternal life, enjoying with your great king, or you are going to be in eternal condemnation. Which one do you choose? If you choose life, then you need Christ. Do not let the world deceive you that there is no heaven and earth. Heaven and earth is real. And if you need to survive and be in heaven, then you need Christ. Do not be deceived by the technological advancement, the enjoyment in the world, the money, the fame, the women, the men, the position, the people that are enjoying you, your family, the comfort. Do not be deceived by all of this. Because there is life after death, there is eternal life, there is eternal condemnation, and if you don't have the only begotten Son of God in your life, you may not survive it. Let's read John 3:16. It says, for God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a very powerful scripture, yet the most common one. And for that reason, a lot of people are not taking this scripture serious. He said that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. That is the life that I wish you would choose Christ so you will have. Without him, you don't have everlasting life. Do not be deceived by what people are saying. But you need Christ because of eternal life. Because he is the only life. And he is the only way that leads to eternal life. Without him, you are going into eternal condemnation. And this is not hate. This is love. Because it is only through the love of God that he made his son available to mankind. You cannot call this hate for them that will not believe. We all have the opportunity to believe. And this is an opportunity for you to believe in the only begotten Son of Christ, of God, so you will have life more abundantly, because he has come so that you may have life and have life abundantly. Hallelujah. But the enemy came to steal and to destroy. But the one that I preached to you this morning came so you will have life, and life more abundantly, so that you will not rot in hell, so that you will be liberated. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shall we read Romans chapter 6, verse 23? It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gift of God to all mankind is eternal life, that you will live and live forever, that your soul, your spirit will not perish, but live abundantly forever. But you cannot do this without having Christ in your life. So know that you don't need Christ because of your political status. You don't need Christ because of your money. You don't need Christ because of your children. You don't need Christ because of, you know, your reputation. You need Christ because of eternal life. You need him, and without him, there is no hope for you. Hallelujah. This is going to be a series. We'll run for some time. Number two, so today I'm going to share only 2 points for you. Next week, we are going to continue on with this. Why do I need Christ? Why do I need Christ? You need Christ to calm the storm in your life. Hallelujah. You need Christ to calm the storm in your life. Shall we read John chapter 14, verse 18? Before then, the disciples of Jesus Christ was with him on the sea, and the storm suddenly blew. They thought they were about to die, but when Jesus Christ came into the scene, the storm listened to him, and they had the calmness that they wanted. In the life that we live, there are storms. There are storms of life. There are financial storms. There are political storms. There are spiritual storms. There are social storms. There are different kind of problems that we face. And when we face this kind of problems, if you have Christ in your life, he speak and all these storms listen to him. In times of depression, that you need a voice to speak to you, for you to be calm and see hope at the end of the tunnel, that is where you see the need of Christ in your life. So you need Christ to calm the storm in your life. There are things that no man can do, but only Christ is able to do. There are things that no man will do, but there are things that Christ will do easily in your life. There are things that nobody can comprehend, but only Christ will comprehend it and bring the revelation unto you. So when things are dark, when things are doomed, when things are destroyed, when you need new hope, you need new life, that is where Christ steps in and brings new hope into your life. You need Christ at the darkest point of your life. The psalmist says, will your anchor hold when the storms of life arise, will your anchor hold? When things are difficult, would where you derive your power hold? When you are in pain, will where you derive your power hold? Those of us that are in Christ, when we are in difficulty, when we are in pain, He always is our comforter. Because Christ, in His wisdom, and because He thinks about us, and because He is with us, when He was leaving, He says that He was going to send us a comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, who will comfort us, who will reveal to us, who will be with us, who will make sure that we are free. Hallelujah. Shall we read John chapter 14, 18? I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. In times of your need, Christ is not going to leave you as orphans, as people without hope. But for us, we have hope, and our hope is in Christ. And He has promised us that He is not going to leave us as orphans, but He will come for us. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what men can do to me. Hallelujah. When the Lord is your helper, you are not afraid of what man can do to you. Because when the storms of life shows His face, God will show up for you. Christ will be there for you, because we will not fear what man can do, because we have He who is powerful than any man on this earth, and He always is our comforter, and He is always there to support us. When you are bereaved and you need a comforter, Christ is there. When things are bad and you need a comforter, Christ is there. He will hold your shoulder and tell you that, beloved, do not fear, do not be dismayed, for I am that I am, and I will step in, and I will calm the storms in your life. Hallelujah. When the children of Israel were thrown into the burning furnace, He was with them. He showed up, and the fire was not able to burn them. Even those that threw them into the burning furnace died because of just the heat from the furnace. But these children of Israel did not die, because there was someone in the fire with them. There was another person in the fire with them. So when you go through the fire of life, God is with you. Christ is with you. He will show up for you when you need Him. Ah, mumbo munyami di na msumembo munyami di. E wana be hunu se ya som nyami pia otiase. O nyami kukoko nyami wawani. O nyami ya ondini ma efyamo. When abrabo mwaye dene o suma tono. E wana muna be hunu se unyanyami. He will show up and He will not disappoint you. Me say, mumbo munyami di ah. When things are difficult, our God will show up and cause a great miracle. And that is the very reason why you need Christ in your life. You need someone who is more powerful than you to take charge of your life. So them that think that they have everything and they don't need Christ, when they are confronted with incurable diseases, where do they get to? They come to the church that they persecute and speak so evil about. When they are confronted with, criminal cases at the law court, when they are burdened with things that they think no man can help them with, where do they run to? They run to the Lord because he is their refuge. And they come. That is the only way this quotation become, you know, relevant unto them. But for us that are already in Christ, he is always our refuge. And when we run into troubles and when we run into difficulties, he is always with us. Look, the scientists will even tell you that Christians are much more happier than those who are not Christians. Why? Because we have a comforter. Why? Because we have hope in Christ. Why? Because he has promised that he will never leave us or forsake us. Even to the end of age, he is going to be with us. So you think you don't need him? You need him. Don't wait. It says, seek the Lord whilst he may be found. Too late. Seek him whilst you have life. Seek him whilst you have your freedom. Seek him whilst you have the money. Seek him whilst you are young. Seek him whilst you are pretty. Seek him. Let him be your God. Let him be the Lord of your life. Do not be deceived by the world who says they do not need Christ. They do not need the salvation that we preach. Beloved, there is a day you will give an account of your life. And that is where. If you have to be photo. Now what kai? Yami sema ame kachere wii. Now what hunu se mi hunyanka? Na kechere. Beloved, do not. Do not regret for your indecision to accept Christ. Accept him. Let him reign and rule in your life. Because you need him. I need him. And he is ready to accept all of us. And that is why God offered him as a gift to mankind. Hallelujah. Beloved, shall we be on our feet? If you want to accept this Jesus that I've preached unto you, shall you be on your feet and close your eyes? I pray with you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, for these ones that have given their life unto you. Who want to give their life unto you, Father, I pray, O God, that you be with them. I pray, O God, that you protect them. I pray, O God, that you protect this decision so they will be in you forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Beloved, if you are watching us and you also want to give your life to Christ, be on your feet. Say this after me. Dear Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be with you. I thank you for the opportunity to be a son, a daughter of you. Father, cleanse my sins. Accept me into your vineyard and be with me. I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, let us pray with them as they are all praying to commit their new life unto the hands of God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God, we pray, O God, for these souls, O God. Father, as they have come to you, show yourself to them. As they have come to you, comfort them. As they have come to you, empower them. As they have come to you, let them learn to be a friend of Scripture. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Beloved, if you prayed this prayer, kindly check the number on the screen. Contact us. We would love to help you grow in this Christian race. Hallelujah. And everyone who wants prayers, everyone who wants counseling, call this line and somebody will be at the end of the phone to have a conversation with you. Beloved, peace, the beauty and the grace of God be with you forever and ever. Amen.